Well, there's romance down on Park Point. At least that's what folks are hoping. The kind of love story that's not been seen in these parts for over 30 years. The St. Louis River Alliance wants you to steer clear for a while. And if the couple are still there, they want you to give them some space. Now, there's a lot of romance down on Park Point, as you may know, but this one is special. A male and female critically endangered piping plover have been seen on the beach. This is prime nesting season, so the Alliance wants folks, especially unleashed dogs, to stay away from certain areas in the hopes that the birds will be able to raise a family there this summer. Chris Eilers is the program manager of the St. Louis River Alliance, and she joins us this morning with the details. Chris, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So, has anybody seen the piping plovers recently?
Nope, unfortunately not. Actually, the two that were on Park Point, the one that we originally thought was a female is probably a male. They both stayed around for a lot longer than they normally do, and they were around for about, the one of them was around for 2 weeks, and we feel like he was looking for a mate. Then the other one showed up, and some of their markings are a little bit hard to tell unless you can get a full-blown up photograph of them and identify the band. So the next day or 2 days later after that second one was found, it was probably identified as a male. They were never sharing the same space, but because of the delicacy of the nesting area, we asked people to kind of avoid the areas and contacted the local media so that we could get the word out to everybody. They have not been seen since Memorial Weekend, where there was a lot of foot traffic out there. So.
And bless your heart, you come out and say, please, everybody stay away from the area. Critically endangered birds, sensitive habitat, and by golly, every place on the planet was down there taking pictures.
Well, you know, there were a lot of photographers out there, and they were pretty respectful, and they stayed away from the area for the most part. We did have monitors down there quite a bit of every day when we were observing them. And a lot of people were very respectful of the signs, and people were leashing their dogs, and we were able to talk to a lot of people. But over the Memorial Weekend, our monitors went out, and there was a tent pitched and beer bottles and remnants of a campfire right in the area that was posted. So, it wasn't the people who were just enjoying the beach that were really disturbing the area. It was people that were actually doing illegal activity down there. So, you know, most people were pretty respectful, and we got a lot of news coverage over it because it was pretty exciting to even see. Even if we would have just seen one down there for 2 weeks, it was very, very unusual and special because they usually just look around for a day or two and then they leave. This male, we feel, was clearly looking to stay there and looking for a mate, but they appear to have moved on to maybe safer places, but we still have a couple weeks left of the nesting season, so we're crossing our fingers and hoping that one of them may come back and have a female join them. So
now there's been a real effort to restore habitat down in that area and make it appealing to piping plovers. Is that right?
That is correct. And most of the work has been done on Wisconsin Point in the Schaefer Beach area.
So perhaps they were here, they scouted it out for 2 weeks, they didn't just, you know, find the right one. And, I mean, he wouldn't be the first person who came to this community and said, I haven't met the right person, and I've got to go somewhere else.
That's true. So normally what happens during the migration, they'll look at different places that looks appealing to them. There's a fair population on Long Island over by Bayfield, and we're starting to see some saturation of that area probably, so we expect them to be looking over in this area more. The Schaefer Beach this year is a little bit better protected because of a gate that was approved to be put on Moccasin Mike Road, and so that gate will be up through the 15th unless a nest is found, and our statistics show that gate really, really helped protect the area, so we're hoping that they still will go into that area. It's a little bit safer there.
Now, looking ahead to next year, do you have plans to do anything differently? Is there a way that you could cordon off a chunk of the beach so that wouldn't be any question to anybody that, no, don't be here.
Yeah, you know, in a perfect world, that would be great if we could do that. We wanted to try to work with the public and the city on just educating people, and we really just need a couple hundred yards down in that area where the tree line is further away. And I will be working with the city of Duluth and Minnesota DNR on other solutions to see what we can do with that area. Yeah, in a perfect world, we would like to have that area closed at least to dogs. There's 6 miles of beach out there, and we feel like we can learn to share, you know, space with these critically endangered species. So next year, that's what we would hope to do.
Now, I'm probably the biggest dog fan in existence, but dogs are really a particular problem with the plovers, and that's because they nest on the ground. Is that right?
That is correct. They actually nest right in the middle of the beach in the sand. They don't use vegetation to hide. They use their camouflage to hide, and that's why they're so vulnerable to areas that have high foot traffic and also loose dogs. And the loose dogs will probably scare them away faster than even, let's say, there's construction equipment down there running. There's piping plover nests out in Maine right next to construction sites. That doesn't really seem to bother them as much as a loose dog will. So, you know, and that goes for all predators, too. I mean, if there's fox down there, they will be doing the same types of behavior, and they'll probably leave. So
if you have an unleashed fox, that's something else to keep in
exactly.
mind.
Exactly.
Well, Chris, thanks so much for joining us this morning. It was great to talk to you, and make sure that you do continue your great job of reaching out to news media so that we can pass this information along to folks.
Thank you so much, and people can check out the details for anything that they want to find out about our organization on our website at www.stlouisriver.org.
All right, thanks again, Chris. Chris Eilers is the program manager of the St. Louis River Alliance, and she was our guest this morning here on Northland Morning.